Backseat Box Office, episode number 3, for October 8th through October 10th, 2003. Hello, and welcome to Backseat Box Office. My name is Tony Mast, and I am one of the Backseat producers. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about my predictions from last week, my upcoming picks for this weekend. I'm also going to tell you about a charity event that the Backseat producers are taking part in because we're a little bit behind on our release schedule, and this one gets out timely. I'm going to go ahead and start off with the charity event. This past weekend, we went to Archon. It's a local science fiction fantasy convention here in St. Louis. And we had a room party. We've been going to Archon for a number of years. And we decided finally to break the seal and unleash the demons of having a party out into the world. And we did it at Archon. The theme for the party was Sausage Fest for Breast Cancer Awareness. We had a great room party. We gave away sausages. We gave away shots of drinks that were mixed up and looked pink. It was a great time. We ended up running out of everything about an hour before we intended to, and eventually had to kick people out of the room because they were still just enjoying themselves so much, even without free alcohol and free sausage. But as it stood, we ended up raising over $500 for charity. To be exact, we raised $505.06. What we're going to do for the rest of the month of October is we're going to have a virtual Sausage Fest. There's a chip and account set up, and you can find the link on the web on this website, actually under this post, that you can go to if you're interested in donating. All the money is going to Charities for Breast Cancer Awareness. I can't say the name of the charity because we did not get permission, and I don't want to use their name to improperly advertise for this. But yeah, it's a good charity. It runs all over the country, and they're really fighting for the cure. So that said, let's go ahead and jump on into what my numbers look like for last week. All right, to review, last week I picked that The Social Network would be number one, Let Me In would be number two, Wall Street Money Never Sleeps number three, The Town number four, and number five, Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Ga'Hoole. So, how it really shook out. This is the first time, I mean, I've only done this a couple of weeks now, but this is the first time that I actually just flat out missed. And one of the ones that I picked for my top five didn't even make it into the top five. I don't even think it was, I think it was like number seven or eight. And that's Let Me In, the horror movie. I found out after the fact that the marketing that some people saw in this made it seem like a coming of age movie when it was actually like a vampire horror movie, to my knowledge. So that said, I think marketing may have killed them and did not do them any favors with this one. I picked that for number two. It did not show up at number two. However, my number five pick did show up at number two, which, interesting as that is, then again, my numbers 1, 3, and 4 picks were spot on. I picked The Social Network number one, and it was with $22.4 million. Again, number two, Legend of the Guardians, was $10.8 million. It's made so far $30 million of its $80 million budget. The third movie, Wall Street Money Never Sleeps, made $10 million, and it's made $35.7 of its $70 million just in the U.S. All these numbers are U.S. market. The Town, number four, I picked at number four. It made $9.7 million. It's taken in $64 million, and the budget on this one was only $37 million. So, already in the black. Well done, Ben Affleck. I'm a Ben Affleck apologist. I'm glad to see that his directorial works are doing as well as they are. I really enjoyed Gone Baby Gone, and I look forward to seeing the town. And number five, Easy A. Surprised me. Made $6.7 million. So far, this movie has made $42.1 million. It only cost $8 million to make. There you have last week. I shot 60% on that one. Surprised me, especially considering one of my picks didn't even show up in the top five. All right, new releases this week. I'm struggling a little bit, so I'm not confident that my predictions are going to be really close this week. But to review the new releases that are being released more or less wide, Life as We Know It, the Katherine Heigl comedy. My Soul to Take. This is Wes Craven's 3D horror movie, and from some of the clips of it, I swear I'm seeing scenes that I've seen before in movies like The Nightmare Before Elm Street. So we'll have to see how that one shakes out. And Secretariat, that one is also opening big. The other one, and it's not opening quite as big, it's probably on about a quarter of the screens that these other movies are on, is it's kind of a funny story. That's I guess it's kind of a comedy set in an institution. It kind of gives me the feel of watching One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, just looking at some of the footage from this, some of the trailer images. That's only opening in 700 plus theaters. It's not wide. It's kind of a small to mid release. So, what do we have? What do we have? And how am I going to predict this mess? The two big ones I think this week that we're really looking at are Secretariat and Life as We Know It. They're opening wide. They're both opening biggest this week. Life as We Know It in 3,150 screens, Secretariat in 3,072. I can't discount Disney's machine and their ability to make a feel-good sports movie. They kind of have this really good track record of it. They've got some solid acting talent in this one. It's a story. It's a true story. So these are all the triggers that Disney's been pulling over the last couple of years to make these really good tug at your heartstring kind of sport movies. And I have a feeling this one's going to come out on top this week. I believe number two is probably going to be Life as We Know It. It's a romantic comedy, but it's Katherine Heigl. And I kind of did some research and did some digging. Looking at how The Ugly Truth performed, which opened right about this time last year. It opened October 4th, I believe. So it pretty much opened at about this same time. It looks like we're gonna maybe see the same kind of numbers, maybe a little bit smaller. The thing that this one has going for it that The Ugly Truth did not have, the Ugly Truth was rated R. This one's PG-13. So you automatically get a bigger audience for it. We'll have to see. I believe this one's going to come in number two, though. Number three, it's a little tough. It's one of those things I'm kind of betting against another horror movie, considering how poorly the last two performed. Then again, it's in 3D. So, you know what? I have written down The Social Network in number three and My Soul to Take at number four. I think I'm going to reverse those. I think I am going to say My Soul to Take at number three. I think Wes Craven plus 3D, the higher ticket prices on 3D, I think My Soul to Take is probably going to jump up to number three. The Social Network is going to slide to number four. It's had a good run. It's already made it made $22.4 million in its opening weekend, and it only cost $50 million to make. It's doing fine. I mean, there's no two ways about that. I think it's going to have some... I don't think it can stand up to Secretariat and Life as We Know It. And now I'm even predicting that it's not going to be able to stand up to my soul to take. So, Social Network at number 4 did some soul searching and debating, and I think I'm going to have to stick with the one that got away from me last week. Legend of the Guardian, I put it number 5, and it was at number 2. This week I'm going to shoot it at number 5 again, but I'm a little more confident about that staying at number 5. So there you have it. My picks for this week: Secretary at number 1, Life as We Know It number 2, My Soul to Take 3, number 4, The Social Network, and number 5, Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Ga'Hoole. Let me know what you think of the show. Let me know what you think of my picks. Let me know what you think of my logic. Some of the things that I threw in here that might be interesting to some people: the Rotten Tomatoes scores for some of these movies. Secretariat's rocking in at 62 right now. It's kind of a funny story. It's at 63, but it's on a quarter of the screens. Life as We Know It is only a 26. Not real strong. My Soul to Take, no reviews yet. None. So there have been no advance reviews on this. Maybe this is going to be a mistake on my part, because I'm hedging a bet on something that had no advance reviews. Not always a good sign. But it's Wes Craven. He's got cred in the business. Plus, it's a 3D movie. The higher 3D box offices. I've got to say that it's a good chance that it's gonna slide in at number 3. So there you have it. Hope everyone enjoyed the show. Let me know what you think. Shoot me an email. Send me a comment. We've got comments on the website. Everybody's been commenting on my picks in some cases before I even get a chance to. So jump on out there. Let me know what you think. Give me your list. If your list differs from mine, let's hear it. Let's hear it early. Let's hear it Saturday. Don't wait till Sunday, because if you wait till Sunday, you get the early number. So come on. By Saturday, let's hear what you got to say. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week with another Backseat Box Office.